I am not tithing. Is God angry with me? Is today's tithe biblical or man law? We've heard from some preachers telling us how God will not bless us because we failed to tithe. This kind of teaching has caused so many Christians to live in condemnation and fear. Many give in fear of God getting angry at them. Many obey giving tithe more than living a holy life. Is this biblical? Certainly not. The Bible advises that we shouldn't be forced into giving. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. They've displayed our God to be a lover of money, and that if you don't tithe, then God is angry with you. Some people who faced some challenges have been manipulated to think that the reason they are facing those challenges is because they stopped tithing. Most Christians, when they go through a challenge, they start questioning themselves by asking, "Is God angry with me for not tithing?" Some have come to me directly, while others send me messages asking how they can resolve the anger of God, especially if they don't have money to give to church. For this reason, we decided to go through the subject of tithe and offering and see what does the Bible teach about it. I have seen several people in social media asking the same question. Is God angry with me for not tithing, tithe, first fruit, offering, and all those kind of giving that are mentioned in the Old Testament? This types of giving are under law, and when we read the New Testament, we are told we are no longer under law, but grace. Galatians 3:10-14. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, "Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commandments that are written in the God's book of the law." Question I ask myself is, if tithe is that important the way our today church is putting it, why did Jesus not spend time to talk about tithe as he did on other topics, including other ways of giving? How did he miss to mention all those kinds of giving we hear in our churches today? Yet he spoke about money? Okay, let's assume Jesus was too busy until he forgot something important like tithe exists. How come the 12 apostles missed it to talk about it too? Okay, let's assume they were too busy evangelizing and the work was too much for them to sit down and teach about it. How come Apostle Paul, who spoke about every important topic in a Christian life, missed to talk or affirm Christians should give tithes and all those giving we hear in our churches? Yet they all spoke about money. There are so many people throughout the Bible who went through a lot of challenges, and it's not because they were or were not tithing. We can't say people like Job, Paul, Jesus, etc. When they were going through the worst time in their life ever asked, "Is God angry with me for not tithing?" There are so many people out there who are faithful tithe givers, and I'm not sure if they ask, "Is God angry with me for not tithing?" when they also face the same challenges that the non-tithers face. Men have exalted tithe above righteousness. It is a big sin in most churches if you are not a tither than other holistic biblical truth. This preachers have raised the fear of not giving tithe than the fear of living a holy life. So asking, "Is God angry with me for not paying tithe?" should not be found in Christian mouth. What should worry Christian is, am I living a holy life that is worthy of God's way? Why honor some laws and abandon others from the Old Testament? You've probably heard some preachers say, "Give your tithe so that you can receive God's blessings." Some have even used the pulpit to threaten its congregants on how they are living under a curse because of not giving. When one gets a job or receives monetary gift, they say it's because of the way they've been tithing and giving in church and to a pastor. Glory has shifted from God to tithe and man of God. Tithe shouldn't be a measure one uses to get the attention of God. God cannot be arm-twisted through tithe in order to receive blessing from him. One question one should ask themselves is, why does our churches today left all other Old Testament laws? By claiming that we are no longer under the law, by quoting Romans 6 and Galatians 3. But they've dragged almost all kinds of giving practiced in Old Testament and tithe to be the most fronted law, by using Malachi 3:9-10 to threaten its listeners how God will curse, and intentionally forgetting that Galatians 3:13 says that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. There are so many practices and laws recorded in the Old Testament, but most of our preachers and teachers of the scriptures today intentionally teach and preach that we are no longer under the law, but grace, except when it comes to giving and tithe to be the main emphasis. The scripture teaches us that if you break one law, then you are guilty of breaking all other laws. It does not matter how great one is in obeying and faithfully following the tithe law. If they disobey other laws, then their giving is in vain. God desires us to live a life worthy of Him. God has given us guidelines on how to please Him, but man has chosen his own way on how to please God. We are no longer observing holiness, obedient to scriptures that will help us live a godly life. Should we tithe or not tithe? What does the New Testament teach? New Testament Bible picture. Before we go to the New Testament, let's remember what was said about tithe in the Old Testament. Throughout the Old Testament, we do not find anywhere where the Bible commanded people to bring money to the temple. Having said that, we also come to the New Testament, where there is nowhere in the New Testament where we are commanded to tithe. One place where tithe is being mentioned is when Jesus was scolding those that obey and honor the tithe practices, Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. The Bible encourages us to sow sparingly and generously. It encourages us to give what we've decided in our heart and not under compulsory, as we see it happening today in our churches, where Christians get threatened for not tithing. This verse removes pressure from Christians when it comes to giving. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Nobody is supposed to force, threaten, or demand a certain amount, as we see in our churches today when it comes to giving. This should come from your heart. In our daily walk, the Bible talks of such a person. A person who is generous will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25.